This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has announced an interim policy on residential through-the-fence agreements, which freezes in place arbitrary restrictions which have drawn protests from nearly all stakeholders. The U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee this week approved a record 19th temporary extension of FAA funding, which ran out in 2007. Matt Youngkin says his sister Amanda and her husband, Kyle Franklin, are so far recovering more quickly than expected from severe burns suffered in last weekend's crash during an air show in Texas. Sikorsky's X2 technology demonstrator has won the 2010 Robert J. Collier Trophy, awarded annually to recognize the greatest achievements in aeronautics or astronautics in America. The U.S. has confirmed that high-altitude Global Hawk drones are now being deployed on the Mexican side of the U.S.-Mexico border to aid both governments in the fight against drug and weapons trafficking. The U.S. DOT reports airline employment ticked up 0.4% in January compared to the same month in 2010. Jack Jones has been named VP and General Manager of Boeing South Carolina. The Aerospace Industries Association warns that the volume of counterfeit parts in the supply chain is increasing. The last airworthy Avro Vulcan bomber may have its airshow schedule shortened unless fundraising can offset punishing new taxes in Britain. And a radio sportscaster in Atlanta was fired after tweeting criticism of Delta Airlines, which is a major advertiser on his station. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Dr. Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org offers details on the story of the FAA's new policy on RTTF. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.